when the nightmare is over. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. The question that keeps coming up at the daily White House briefings is this: what happens to middle-class people who don't have health insurance? Will the government pay for coronavirus testing and treatment for them? Here's how the vice president answered on Thursday.
We don't want any American to worry about the cost of getting a test or the cost of getting treatment.
Now, of course, that's what Obamacare is for, what's left of it. It covers uninsured, middle-class Americans with pre-existing conditions like COVID-19. But the vice president didn't mention Obamacare because, of course, the Trump administration is sworn to get rid of Obamacare. Instead, the vice president said that they are considering a plan
to compensate the hospitals directly for any coronavirus treatment that they provide to uninsured Americans.
Compensate the hospitals directly, which is sounds good. It's also what Medicare does for people over 65. That's basically Medicare for middle-class people who get COVID-19. Well, if that's the plan, at some point, someone's going to ask, well, if you're doing this for Americans with COVID-19, why wouldn't you also do it for Americans with other, even deadlier, diseases? So could it be that we wake up from this nightmare and find ourselves in an America that, without electing Bernie Sanders, ends up with Medicare for all?